Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Portions of this podcast have been edited due to copyright.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Now it's time for the Mercedes in the Morning Pre-Show, Mix 94.1.
Good morning and welcome to the pre-show. It is Wednesday, November 5th. It is 5:30. Thank you guys for being here with us. Up early, ready to go, made it halfway through the week. And yeah, I came in this morning and we get these company laptops. And I don't know if you saw the emails that we got like last week, like there's an update. You have to update your company laptop.
Yes.
It won't do it on its own. So since last week, I've been trying to do these updates, but I think this laptop they've given me is so old that it won't let me do the updates before I can do the real update. And so I come in this morning, I'm like, okay, it's been sitting here for 2 days, literally
just
trying
updating?
To update. Just and it always stops at like 94% on one update and 97% on the other. And then I come in the next day and it's started all over.
Oh.
So I'm like, what is going on? This is the third day that I've been doing it. I started last week. I took the weekend off and then I did Monday and Tuesday.
I took the weekend off.
Yeah. Well, I was going to like leave it on all weekend. So I was just like, what is going on?
It is such a headache sometimes with the Cambody laptops. I know it's a little inside, but remember at Four Corners Food Drive, I thought my laptop was fully updated. Everything was good. Our engineer was like, as long as you've been restarting it. Well, I guess there were a lot of updates that I missed.
Oh.
And so I had to use a coworker's laptop the whole time. And I was just like, I thought I was up to date on everything. It's just so frustrating.
Yeah, I'm so over it. I'm going to give this laptop back to our engineer and be like, it doesn't work. You know?
Give me a new one.
I know he does not like when we can't explain what is wrong with something.
Yes.
He gets frustrated with us, but all I know is it doesn't work. And so you can have it back. I don't
want
it anymore. So
we don't want it. It don't work. Just give me a new one and that's it.
Oh my gosh. Honestly, I don't even need a new one. I don't want anything to do with this. Take it back.
Just, I don't want no part of it. Don't ask me for a laptop.
I'll just deal with what I've got here. But anyway, yeah, other than that, how you doing? This morning?
I'm good. Yesterday was pretty chill. Just getting ready for the weekend. We're going out of town and we're bringing Momo with us and it's going to be a fun one. It's just like that lead up to like, do I have everything? Do I have all my laundry? Do I need to buy anything for toiletries? Like, you know, that little like anxiousness that you get.
Oh,
right,
yeah, of course.
And things and plans have changed because I've kind of talked to you about my dad and how he was back in the hospital. I was originally going to go see my mom and where she lives. I have to go through the San Diego airport where my family's from. So when I told my mom about what's going on with my dad, my mom was like immediately like, we need to spend as much time as possible with your dad.
Oh.
Plans change. We got to go. We got to figure out what's going on with him. We're going to do all this. And I'm glad she's like that. But now I'm like, oh, no, mom's involved. Now you really got to listen.
You know, I love that. Like that your mom and dad, they've been divorced for how long?
Gosh, I want to say officially, legally. Like 4 years,
but
separated.
Longer than that.
Oh, yeah, since I was in like middle school.
And the fact that she still cares about him and he cares about her, mm-hmm. and that she wants to do that, that just, I don't know. I think that says a lot about the people that raised you. That's yeah. just so incredible. And I just have so much respect for that. I know sometimes relationships can get messy and there's hard feelings and bad feelings, but the fact that she still cares and wants you too, as her daughter, to go and spend time with him, I don't know, that just says a lot about your mom. That's awesome.
It does, and I'm glad she said that. I didn't want to be like, mom, hey, we got to change plans. She took the initiative and said, nope, we're spending as much time with your dad as possible. So we'll be commuting from where she lives every day for 2 hours there and 2 hours back just for this trip.
Oh my goodness.
I know.
It's going to be a lot of time on the road.
I was like, mom, are you sure?
Oh.
But yeah, I'm glad that's happening. Other than that, that's what I'm getting ready for. How are you doing?
Good, good. Good day yesterday. Kind of relaxing. I actually was bothering me all day. I don't know why. I call my mom every Tuesday and we just check in, and then I do it again usually on Thursday or Friday and then again on Sunday. And I'm sitting there doing my work last night. It's 9 o'clock and I'm like, oh, I never called my mom, and they're an hour ahead. So it's 10 o'clock there. I'm like, it's too late to call. So it just was bugging me all night long. I don't know what it was about. It's just like, I hope she doesn't think I forgot her. I just picture my mom sitting there with a single tear running down her face. Like, where's my daughter?
With the Incredible Hulk music in the background.
Yes, I just, it was bothering me all night. I just got distracted with things. Dancing with the Stars was on. Oh. There was a Vegas Golden Knights game last night. Mm-hmm. Like, there was just so much going on that I just totally got distracted. But yeah, you talking about your mom made me think about that. It was bugging me all night long. I had such a hard time sleeping because of it.
Oh, you gonna, what are you gonna do today? Are
no,
you gonna,
just, yeah, I'll
just call her today.
I'm sorry. And she's always like, oh no. She always says, I know you have a life. Don't you worry about me. Aww. And I was like, that makes me so sad. Like, no, you're my life. You're part of my life,
yes.
And you're important. So yeah, we did that. But yeah, Dancing with the Stars last night. Oh my gosh. Flavor Flav was a judge.
He was a judge.
I don't know why he was a judge. Like, okay. He's a fan of the show. I know that. So, yeah, that was interesting. But, man, they're really getting down to it. These contestants, some of them look like they're actual professional ballroom dancers. It's insane.
They impress me. They truly do. Like, I did not know some actors and actresses would get down like that.
Yeah.
Like, so basically.
And I haven't watched this season or the show for like the past 10 seasons, but there's something about this season that is so good. Is anybody else watching? I love Robert Irwin. I love him. I think Alex Earl, the TikTok girl, she's really good. That Whitney girl from the Secret Lives of Mormon Housewives, she's really good. The Childs girl.
Jordan Childs.
She's amazing.
Yes.
Yeah, it's just, wow. It's really, really good this season.
I'm watching Selling Sunset.
I binged that whole series over the weekend.
You're done?
I'm done.
You're completely done.
Now I'm ready for the reunion that I think came out yesterday. Or
oh
today. No, it comes out today.
I'm just telling you right now, every episode, I think it's better than a lot of the other seasons that it's ever been on.
Yeah.
Don't you think?
There's some really bad people on it. And I just don't know what is real and what is not real on that show, you know?
Same with me. Because, I mean, you know, the entertainment industry, we kind of know some behind-the-scenes stuff. And I'm like, is this scripted? Like, is this real? And I, even James is like, this cannot be real.
No,
like,
way.
Like, the things that people will say to other people, I'm like, what is, that is just like below the belt type of things. But that's another rant.
Yeah, that's a whole other thing. God. We could go an hour on that.
Yes.
So, all right, let's start the show. I think, Steph, you're getting hit in the face with a big dose of reality. You may have realized you are entering crazy pet parent territory.
I think I've already been in it, and now I'm just knee deep. It has been bad. So yesterday, we got a lot of stuff on Amazon, stuff for our trip coming up, stuff for when we go to the Philippines. But something that we got that I totally forgot about were these cute little Christmas sweaters. And James, he opens the box up, he puts the sweaters on the bed, and I get out the shower, and I realize, I'm like, oh my God, they're here. The Christmas sweaters, they have little Shih Tzus on them. And Shih Tzus, if you don't know, is my dog Momo. And the specific Shih Tzu that we got on the sweaters looks just like Momo. And I was like, oh my God.
Was that by design?
This was by design.
Oh my gosh.
But when you see it in person, it's different. Like when you see something online and you're like, oh, I'll buy that. That's cute. And I'm like, oh my God. Now I'm picturing me and James wearing these Christmas sweaters that look like exactly like our dog. And we're showing up to Christmas parties in them. We're officially those dog parents.
You are. The second you said Christmas sweaters with his face on it, I knew it was over. You have gone full dog mom. Next thing you know, you are going to be signing Momo's name in holiday cards. You're going to be talking in his voice at dinner.
I already do that.
Oh my gosh. Do you refer to yourself as mommy in the third person? Like mommy loves you?
Of course I do.
Oh gosh, you are already there.
Of course you're already there.
You know what? I respect it. I respect it.
Okay.
Live your truth. You know, love your Shih Tzu. But here's where I ask you. Don't cross this line. Okay.
Okay.
This is what I'm begging you. Don't start taking him everywhere.
Uh-oh.
Like, don't take him to the grocery store. Don't take him to the produce section. Don't take him to the doctor's office. Don't take him to your hair appointments.
Okay.
There are limits, you know?
Absolutely. So, like, I love taking Momo to the coffee shop. We'll like to go
That's
to the,
okay, I think.
We like going to, like, the drive-thru, through Starbucks, getting him a pop cup.
Yeah, totally, totally fine.
But do I cross the line by bringing him to Target? Because Target, I feel like Target is like a, it's not a full-on grocery store. It's like one of those stores where I feel like us women, we like to browse, walk through, tell us what the store wants, what we need from the store. And I like to have Momo there.
Is it for you or is it for him? Like, why? Let's dig it a little deeper. Why okay. are you taking him there?
I like to take Momo out to these new places because it gives him enrichment. Like, you can tell he's so excited to go out to new places, and it gets him out the house for a little bit. Sometimes I don't have time to go to the park, so I'm like, you know what? Let's kill two birds with one stone. Let's take Momo out, get him, get him tired, and I got to do some shopping.
You know, as long as it's not in the food, he's not in the food aisle, I'm okay with it. I don't know how other people feel, but, you know, when they start greeting your dog by name.
To another episode of Mercedes in the Morning. And now, here's your host, Mercedes!
Good morning. How you guys doing? It is Wednesday, November 5th, 6:02. Thank you guys so much for being here. I meant to tell you, I saw the full moon this morning.
Yes.
It's finally going behind the mountains here on the west side of town. But man, this is an exalted full moon and it is bright. It was huge this morning.
I love seeing full moons. I can watch them all day. Meanwhile, my husband's like, all right, you ready to go?
So I'm like hypnotized by them. Seriously, I've been sitting here like staring at it out of my window here at the radio station. It's just so beautiful. And it's finally going right behind the mountain range. So I was like, goodbye, goodbye. But yeah, good time if you believe in that stuff or manifesting stuff. And then this is the strongest full moon of the year. It's also called the Beaver Moon. Did you know
that?
Oh,
no kidding. I know last month was the Harvest Moon. So this month is the Beaver Moon.
They say that it is because like this is the time of year where like the animals start getting ready for the winter and, you know, building their stuff, and the beavers build their, I don't know, whatever.
The dams.
Yeah. So there you go. I have a question. I was just reading something this morning and I was surprised, but I wasn't. Do you still use cash?
Ugh. If I have it, Yes, but that's rarely.
Like, when's the last time you have it? Because I'm the same way. Like, I rarely have it. If I do, it's like, whoa, I have cash.
Yes.
No kidding. It's kind of surprising, but it's very rare that I do it. I'm not against it, but, you know, now my phone does it all, you know, tips and parking and coffee or whatever. But here's why I'm asking. This new poll came out, says that Gen Z thinks cash is cringe.
That is the quote. Here we go.
Cash is cringe. More than half of them say they only use it as a last resort. Almost a third say people who pay with cash are just out of touch. And they also say cash makes them spend more, while apps actually let them track and save. So,
do you agree with that, though? I feel like with cash, it's like, here's the exact amount. But with online stuff, it's like, here's some fees. Here's the delivery fees. I don't know about that.
For me, honestly, I do kind of see where they're coming from. And maybe you'll see it differently when I explain it. But to me, it's like, when I buy something with cash, in my mind, with girl math, it's free. Because it, like, nothing's coming out of my account. So it's free. I just got, I paid $20 for it, but it was in cash. So, but in my mind, I didn't pay anything because there's nothing that's coming out of my account.
No, you do not. That is your money. That $100 bill that you have, it adds on.
Girl
to
math.
What about the coins?
Coins, that is rare. Anytime I get coins, I give them to my husband. He likes to collect them. He keeps the coins. But is anyone else out there like using cash still? Would are you in on this, or do you feel safer with a 20 in your wallet? Do you go all in on digital? Like, what is everyone else doing? And just for the record, man, Gen Z, why are you always telling everyone what's cool and what's not cool? Like, who made you guys the experts?
That makes me so mad. Like, we were just talking about how they think Air Force Ones, yes, are the new dad shoe, and then they make fun of millennials for putting LOL in all their text messages. It's like, don't be making fun of me when you don't even know how to write cursive, people.
Well, yes, seriously. You roast cash, but you're using digital camera or disposable cameras. And then you make fun of our wallets, but then you bring back the low-rise jeans. Like, what is it? What's going on?
I don't know, man. But do you think, like, you see it with your daughters and their friends, like the Gen Z, like, ooh, they're wearing the Air Forces?
I feel like a silent judgment by one of my daughters. Like, especially if I wear something, I see her looking me up and down, and I know she's thinking something. And then I'll ask, like, what does this look stupid? She's like, yeah, and then I'm like, okay, I look stupid.
You know,
and here's the thing, I care. I'm like, oh, should I change? Like, what should I do?
It's different because she's your daughter versus some random Gen Zer. And if I was a mom of a Gen Z daughter, oh my God.
Oh.
I would be like, okay, can we stop here? We made those cool. Those New Balance shoes that you're wearing right now, those were cool back in my day.
Yeah, that's the thing. The second you say the phrase back in my day, they are like tuned out. They don't care. I mean, think of the worst critic you've ever had and multiply that by 10 if you have a teenage daughter.
Back in my day, you're right. Why would I even say that? I'm setting myself up for failure by saying back in my day.
I know. Yeah, if you have a daughter, man. I'm really crossing my fingers for you, girl.
I don't want to. I forget kids. I just want a farm of shih tzus. I'm not even going to do this anymore.
Oh, my gosh. We're getting a lot of texts. This one says, my daughter says questionable. Then I need to change. That's a nicer way to say it. If my daughter says that's questionable, I wouldn't. My feelings wouldn't be so hurt.
Yeah.
Dawn says sometimes cash is needed for tipping valet. Seriously, that is a great reason. And then this one says, I think Gen Z doesn't like cash because they can't count it when they work a job at a register.
That's true.
Valid point. Mm-hmm. All right. Lots coming up on the show this morning. 7 o'clock. Beat Mercedes. It is a Minden Wednesday. We have a $925 diamond pendant. We want to give this thing away. Will it be you? Can you guess the song and artist faster than I can? That is coming up at 7. Mariah Carey tickets for you at 7:30 with the Mega Minute. So much more. But coming up next, we have What's Trending. Tom Brady's new dog has people doing a double take. Something about her looks very familiar. I'll tell you why everyone's talking about it. Coming up next in What's Trending.
Are you guys ready? All right, let's check in on the hot topics. Trending.
Mercedes in the Mornings, What's Trending? What's Trending on Mix 94.1.
Tom Brady is trending this morning. The former NFL quarterback, he didn't just get a new dog. He actually brought his old one back. So his late dog, Lua, passed away last year. And now he has Junie, who isn't Lua's puppy or a lookalike or anything like that. She's her clone. Like, same DNA, same everything. He worked with this company called Colossal Biosciences, and they're the same people that are trying to bring back the woolly mammoth, which, you know, that tells you the kind of science we're talking about here.
Wow.
Like, this is like
crazy.
pretty amazing. But before Lua died, they took a small blood sample, and now out of that came Junie. And he says he did it because he loves his animals and he hopes it helps families who lose pets. He's also an investor in this company, just FYI.
Oh.
Yeah, so that feels like the most Tom Brady sentence ever. But I'll say this, he will not lose. I mean, not in football, not in aging, not
True.
Even in death, obviously. If anyone was going to find a way to clone their dog, of course it would be him.
I have mixed feelings right now on this process, because when I think of cloning, I just feel like those movies with the robots that are cloning themselves over and over and over. Like, where's the uniqueness in it? Where's that different bond with a different dog? Can you really replicate that bond with your old dog, with your clone dog? So I don't know if I have to just look more into it. It just sounds like you know when something's just way too new that you're like, I don't know about this? That's kind of where I'm at right now.
Yeah, I mean, it really is about the science. It sounds clean and easy when someone like Tom Brady talks about it. But the truth is, from what I understand, there are a lot of tries before one clone even survives.
Really?
Yeah. So some of these animals, they go through pregnancy after pregnancy. That could end in a miscarriage or stillbirth. So that's kind of hard to defend if you love animals.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And like, only people that have a lot of money can really do this.
Oh, yeah. This is like thousands of dollars. So, you know, if you're thinking, oh, maybe I'll clone my dog, you have to have the cash to do something like this. But yeah, maybe something worth bringing up later. I'd love to know everyone's thoughts on that. The main argument is you love your pet. You love them with everything that you have, and you want it feels like they're there with you still. So I do understand that, but it's like you said, it's not going to be the same personality.
Yeah. Like, I know
you can't clone that.
Genetically is the same, but it's like, if I wanted to clone Momo wasn't, I'm not going to call on Momo anymore. I'm going to be calling on Jelly, come here. It's different.
And Jelly could be like the devil dog. Like, you just don't know.
Yes.
So there you go. That's what's trending. It's Mercedes in the morning. So Hooters, they say they are re-hooterizing. And that is their word. It is not my word.
Interesting.
They actually said that the original founders that kind of took the brand back say that they're going for a more modest, family-friendly vibe for Hooters. Out with the, you know, the wedgie shorts, and back to the old original orange running shorts, like from the 80s. They're a little looser. They're not so tight. You know
okay.
what I mean?
Yes.
So I don't know if that's going to work. I remember whenever we'd go on a family vacation when I was a kid, my dad would always suggest that we go to Hooters anytime we were in a town that had one, because Denver didn't have a Hooters.
Oh,
at
really?
The time. Yeah. And or not one close to us, at least. And he'd be like, how about we go to Hooters for dinner? My mom would always shut that down. Like, no, we're not going there. But I feel like he thought that was kind of like Disneyland with wings, you know, it was the place that he wanted to go. But it does make me laugh thinking about how some restaurants like have these iconic uniforms, you know.
Yes.
The Hooters girl uniform is iconic, and changing it, I don't know. I feel like it's just going to change the whole vibe, you know.
I mean, to be honest with you, I don't really go to Hooters for the food.
Do you go for the uniforms?
I go for, well, it's just like the experience. Like, when you go to Hooters, you're going to see the Hooter girls. And it's not like, oh, I'm looking at their stuff. It's just more like, that's a part of their identity. That's a part of their brand. Take that away, that's going to be really interesting.
Is there a place that in your mind has just an iconic uniform? One that you just associate with that place that you think is the best? Also, does Hooters trying to go modest make you more likely to go? Would you be more likely to suggest a family dinner at Hooters? 702-364-9400.
For me, and I always thought growing up, like, this restaurant was like the fanciest restaurant. Like, when we went, I'm like, oh my gosh, we're splurging. And that place is Cheesecake Factory.
Oh, really?
And I think because their uniforms and the servers that they would wear these like white button-up long sleeves. And then do you know like those little half apron, little skirt looking things?
Yeah, yeah.
They would have those pockets in there. And the thing that made it iconic was the tie. They always wore like a red tie. So when I go to Cheesecake, I think, oh my God, the servers are dressed up so nice. We must be at this 5-star restaurant.
Do they still wear that? I haven't been to Cheesecake Factory in a really long time.
I haven't been in a couple of years, but I feel like I don't know if it's the Mandela effect, but I feel like the servers always wear that outfit. And correct me if I'm wrong.
I'm not sure. Does anybody know what is an iconic uniform? Okay, if you have been in Vegas for any amount of time, well, not any, this was a few years ago and I haven't been there in a really long time. So I don't know if the cocktail waitresses still wear this uniform, but the cocktail waitress uniforms at the Rio. Does anyone remember the ones from back in like the 2000s where the early to mid 2000s where it was basically like a bodysuit thong? It was like their butts were right out there. And I remember them specifically because whenever we'd go to the Rio, I'd catch my husband like looking and, hey, he's a normal man. I totally get it. But I'd say something and he'd be like, what? I was looking at their tray. I'm like, sure, Matt, you were looking at their tray.
Matt, good excuse.
Does anyone remember those? And like, who had the best cocktail waitress uniforms too? I think some of them look so good, but I just specifically remember the 2000s version of the Rio. Hey, Stacy, good morning.
Good morning.
We're talking about iconic uniforms. What do you have?
Texas to Brazil.
I've never been there before. What do they wear?
Oh my gosh, they dress in these, I don't know, it's like my father's from Greece, so it's European the way they dress in these European costumes.
I'm looking it up right now. Have you been there before, Steph?
Oh yeah, I love that place. It's so good.
Oh, they wear blue shirts. And they have like these like cool black pants. Okay, I see it. Oh, and the vests. Yeah, they look all fancy. I love those ones. Those are cute. They have their big meats.
Yes.
That they're walking around
with.
Oh,
yeah, for sure. It's a good place if you ever have a chance to go there.
Hot dog on a stick. Iconic
yes!
uniform. That one. We are getting so many texts for that one. This one says for you, Steph. Girl, I still think Cheesecake Factory is still classy and
yes!
high end. Of course it is. The bread. The best bread.
Oh, yeah.
Of any restaurant bread. The brown one.
The first time I've ever seen brown bread was at Cheesecake Factory. I was like, what is this? And even the butter looks fancy.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, seriously. Mm-hmm. That is still high end for so many of us.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. 1. It's $15 a month. 2. Seriously, it's $15 a month. 3. No big contract. 4. I use it. 5. My mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3 is powered by Barry's Downtown Prime Inside Circa, now taking home orders for Thanksgiving.
All right, well, Mega Millions is back. You know how like a month ago or whatever, everyone was going like Powerball crazy? Mega Millions is going to replace that, because right now, like, the numbers are staggering. I just think of like how life-changing it would be. The Mega Millions jackpot has grown to $843 million.
Wow.
There was no grand prize winner in last night's big drawing, so the next chance to strike it rich will come around on Friday. Ahead of that, though, the Powerball drawing, that takes place tonight. That's estimated at $438 million.
I think about if that ever happened to one of us. I feel like our lives, yes, they would change. Like, oh my God, we can go on vacations, we can quit jobs. But like, I feel like my relationships with people would be just so different.
Oh, they would.
Like 100%. My friends and family. Don't you think?
I don't think I'd tell anyone. I mean, I obviously my close family, but by that, I think I'd just tell my mom and one of my siblings. I wouldn't tell the other two. I just think things would change and it would be bad. I wouldn't tell any of my friends. I would probably let you know. Well, I don't know, actually. I don't know if I would tell you.
Being honest, like, I don't know if I would tell you either. And it's not out of, like, I don't love you. It's just like, that would seriously change like the trajectory of your friendships. I don't know if I would be friends with the same people if I won that much money.
Yeah, and they would treat you different, and then all of a sudden other friends would be coming out of the woodwork. Yeah, definitely. Yeah. Also this morning, this might be the most nostalgic holiday idea ever. I love this. A Christmas Story House in Cleveland is now open for overnight stays. You can literally live out the movie with your cocoa in one hand, sitting on Ralphie's couch, staring out the same window where he was thinking about how he wanted a BB gun for Christmas.
Oh my God,
the bedrooms,
that's right.
They look like they were frozen in the 1940s. They have twin beds. The pink bunny pajamas are waiting for you to wear there. And yes, you get to keep them. So
nice.
If you ever want a bit of nostalgia, what do you think is the best Christmas movie? I mean, I think that is a classic. That is good. There's some really good one-liners like "You'll shoot your eye out" and stuff from that. But it's not my favorite.
I think my favorite of all time has to be How the Grinch Stole Christmas with Jim Carrey. Like, there's something about that movie that just, I don't know how they brought Whoville to life and just Jim Carrey's acting on top of it. It's just, that movie's a Christmas classic for me.
That is a really good one. I love The Santa Claus. I think that is a really good one. I think one of my favorites, though, is Elf. I cannot
yes.
not smile when I watch that movie.
Or the spaghetti scene when he has the spaghetti
yes.
with all the candies. That's a good one, too.
But what was the one we watched last? We were watching Hallmark ones?
The one with Chad Michael Murray?
No, that one was terrible. That was like the stripper Christmas one. I forget. But there was another one with, was it Ashanti?
There was three of them. Hold on. Remember the one with the girl from Mean Girls?
Yes. Oh, I love that one where the snowman turned hot.
Hot Frosty.
That was so good. I loved Hot Frosty.
Hot Frosty was horrible.
I thought it was great.
Worst Netflix movie of all time. And then the other one, what was the one with Ashanti? Meet Me Next Christmas? That's Christina Milian.
Oh, Christina Milian. That's yes. Right. Oh my gosh. Yeah. I can't wait to watch some of the... If anyone has any suggestions for really bad, like Hallmark movie Christmas movies to check out, let us know, because I am all up on that. Everyone's saying Home Alone is the best Christmas movie.
Good
You're
one.
Right. That is. I every time I hear that music, that na, 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 yes. I always get emotional when I hear that.
Na, na, na.
Yes, for sure. Finally this morning, this one is just such peak 2025. Professors at the University of Illinois, they caught a bunch of students using AI to cheat in their data science class. So the students all had to issue an apology, and they did that using more AI. The emails all sounded really polished, but they were a little too polished. So the professors figured it out pretty fast. Imagine getting a sorry I cheated note and then realizing that the cheater didn't even write that. At this point, AI is doing their homework. They're attending for them. They're doing everything for them.
The thing that gets me are the AI videos. Like the people that will like go above and beyond. The ones that got me this past season for Halloween was people were sending me videos because people know that I'm Filipino and I know love the dish pork sinigang. So there's this AI video of grandmas going out while there's trick-or-treaters and feeding them sinigang, just putting them like hot soup into their little trick-or-treat bags. I'm like, oh my God, this grandma's incredible. Meanwhile, I'm looking at the comments, are like, wow, AI's really outdone themselves.
That's going to be the new, you know how you warn your parents about not clicking on phishing emails? That's going to be it for you when you become an old lady. It's like, don't believe the AI videos.
I don't know what the difference is.
I know. Sometimes the people who need to take care of themselves the most are the ones who act like nothing's wrong. And Steph, I know you've been dealing with something kind of serious in your family, and it's one of those moments where you're scared, but your family member is brushing it off like it's no big deal. How do you get a stubborn parent to take their own health seriously? What are you dealing with?
Yeah, so my dad, he's back in the hospital. A couple months ago, I talked about how he had to get a pacemaker put in, and it was a huge surgery. And right now, I'm kind of dealing with this all over again. He went back into the ER this past Friday, and he was experiencing chest pains. And it turns out they needed to do another surgery just a couple months after his last one. And I guess this is what frustrates me the most, but I guess this is kind of a different story. One of the cardiologists that he worked with forgot to do something before his last procedure. So that's why he was experiencing chest pains.
Like, they totally messed up. They didn't do something that they were supposed to do. And then they will look back and they were like, oh, whoops.
Yep.
You know, and then he had to pay the price for it.
Exactly. So with that said, I am going to be looking into that and talking to my dad and his cardiologist about that. But here's the part that's driving me kind of crazy. My dad is kind of like, I'm going to be fine. Don't worry about me. Just classic, casual, just dad, how he's always been, kind of passive about his health. And I'm over here like, you're back in the hospital, dude. This isn't some casual thing. Like, I'm going to be fine. Turns out, I find out from my cousin, because I'm texting her, my aunt is taking care of him. My uncle's kind of picking him up from the hospital and checking in on him. My cousin told me, please tell your dad to still stop eating fast food.
Oh, he does.
He's still eating bad. Ugh. He said the first thing out of surgery when he got picked up, he's like, all right, let's get Mexican food.
I literally thought in my mind, burrito. Honestly, I was just thinking that because I was thinking, what would be the first thing I would want to eat coming out of a surgery? And I thought a burrito. Like, seriously, that's so funny.
I'm so annoyed because he's like, his cholesterol's high. He has high blood pressure. He just had heart surgery a few months ago. He just got a pacemaker installed. It's like, the first thing he wants to do is eat bad again. It's like, dude, your stubbornness is going to cost you your life. I don't know what to do about this.
First of all, I love that you call your dad dude. Like, that that to me is so funny. How do you handle it when your parent acts like they're invincible or just doesn't care? Do you call them out? Do you guilt them a little? Or do you just let them learn the hard way? 702-364-9400. What has worked for you when it comes to getting a stubborn parent to take their health seriously?
Yeah. Have you ever been in this situation before? Maybe with one of your parents or maybe even your husband?
Oh, gosh. That's a whole nother thing. He gets so mad when I try to give him like, you know, tell him, hey, maybe we should do this. Maybe it's like I try to make it a we, not just a he. Because when you just focus on them, then people feel attacked. You never want to make them feel that way. But let me tell you what my thoughts are when it comes to a parent, because I think a parent and a spouse can be very different. The thing is, like, you can't nag your dad into taking care of himself because all he hears is nag, nag, nag. Like, that never works. But what you do, Jedi mind trick, you flip it on him. Instead, you say, Dad, you need to be careful. When you act like you're fine, it scares me. And now parents, they're hardwired to protect their kids.
Yes.
Now they're hearing, wait, I'm doing something that's scaring her. I don't want to scare my child. And so then I feel like it kind of changes their attitude a little bit. They want to protect you. So once they realize that their attitude is stressing you out and not helping you, it hits a little different. So I think you really need to articulate to him how him being so nonchalant about everything is really affecting you in a negative way.
Yes. And I try to do that over the phone, and it's different with like, because he knows I'm concerned more about the doctor end versus him. Now I need to gear my energies towards him and figure out, look, we can't erase the cardiologist's mistakes. How can we move forward and control what we can? And that's his health.
Yeah. I mean, it's not about making him feel bad. It's about letting him see how much he matters to you.
Love it.
That's my take. What do you guys think? 702-364-9400. Jason, hey, good morning. What do you think?
Good morning. Well, you know, I think I have the same type of situation with my stepdad right now. And I was a huge Golden Girls fan, so I tend to channel my inner Dorothy Spornak.
Why am I laughing so hard? That's amazing.
Shady Pines is what I say. And then he'll put out the cigarette, you know, right after he had a pacemaker installed. He's out behind the garage chain smoking. I'm like, Shady Pines. And he'll put it out.
Oh, that's like, seriously, you have to speak their language. You have to know what it takes to get them to pay attention. And if that means the best TV show theme song of all time, and you reference that, hey, you got to do what you got to do, right? I love that. Thank you so much, Jason.
I think what I'm going to do, because he's like a huge Star Wars fan, and you're like kind of implanting like the Jedi mind tricks to him, I'd be like talking to him like Yoda. Like, how would I give like a saying in Yoda terms? Like, Father, do I love, I don't know, like I need some type of advice, as if I were Yoda talking to Luke Skywalker, and maybe he would take me more seriously.
You think that that's what it's going to take, some like brilliance from Yoda to do it?
I would hope so.
I'd be like, take care of yourself, you must. Strong you think you are.
Wait, how do you do that voice?
I don't know.
I can't do it.
Strong you think you are, but strong is the one who rests when needed. You know?
I'm going to record you, and I'm going to see my dad this weekend. I'd be like, I have brilliant advice. Dad, here we go. Here is Yoda.
Live long enough to laugh at their worry, you will, if you stop for salad instead of fries.
Brilliant! I'm doing it!
We're done.
Are you ready? It's time for Mercedes in the Morning's Mega Minute.
Hey, Lisa, you're caller 20.
Hey. Oh, I'm excited.
Good morning. How you doing this morning?
Good morning. I'm doing good. Getting ready to wake up the kids for school.
Oh, let's do this. It'll be so great when you wake them up and you're like, I just won the Mega Minute. So you know how it works. 60 seconds, 10 questions. Get them all right in that time. And these Mariah Carey tickets are yours. Are you ready, Lisa?
Oh, yes, I'm a big fan. I hope I'm right.
Oh, I love it. All right, Lisa, if you're struggling with a question, you can say pass. Or if you get one wrong, and if we have time at the end, we'll go back to those questions. And the Mega Minute, it starts now.
Dick Cheney died earlier this week. Who was he vice president for?
Pass.
According to the popular saying, if you step on a crack, you'll do what?
Crack your mama's back?
Yes. Steve Urkel was a character on which TV show?
Family Matters.
Yes. How many weekdays are in a week?
Seven. Five.
Yes. What popular 90s toy had owl-like ears, blinking eyes, and a moving beak?
Furby.
Yes. What drink from Taiwan mixes tea, milk, and chewy tapioca pearls?
Boba?
Yes. What country did Scottish whiskey originate from?
Scotland?
Yes. How many feet are in a yard?
12.
No. November 11th is which holiday?
Veterans Day.
Yes. What kind of hat was Abe Lincoln known for wearing?
A top hat.
Yes. Dick Cheney died earlier this week. Who is he VP for?
Oh, Dick Cheney. Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, darn it, Lisa. You got through all the questions. Unfortunately, we had to skip over a couple. The president was George W. Bush that Dick Cheney was the VP for. And then we got the question number 8 wrong. How many feet are in a yard? 3 feet in a yard. I think maybe you're thinking inches and a foot.
Yeah.
And so, you know, all these different conversions, it gets confusing. I'm so sorry, Lisa. Can't make you a winner this morning, but you can hang up and call right back because caller 20 right now, you'll get these tickets, two of them, to see Mariah Carey's Christmas Time in Las Vegas at Dolby Live Park MGM. Caller 20 gets the tickets right now. 702-364-9400.
Hot. It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3 is powered by Barry's Downtown Prime Inside Circa, now taking home orders for Thanksgiving.
If you've ever matched with someone online or on an app and thought, something is just not adding up, you are definitely not imagining it. A new survey has found that 1 in 4 online daters admit they have lied or hidden something important, and not the harmless stuff like using a filter or maybe rounding up your height. We're talking relationship status, location, even identity. Nearly 2/3 say they've matched with someone who turned out to be misleading, and more than half now say background checks are a normal part of dating. And the biggest reasons people gave for lying were privacy concerns.
Okay.
Yeah, also fear of rejection, just plain old deceit. So if someone's bio says, you know, new in town, they might not be. They may just be saying that just to get you to click on that profile.
I think a quarter is probably too low. I was part of that quarter once upon a time, you know, a very long time ago, 10, 15 years ago. So I think that's kind of low.
So you lied or you were lied to?
No, I was the liar.
What did you lie about?
Oh, yeah, I would lie like, oh, yeah, I'm single. But I wasn't.
You were a
moon. Oh, yeah. Back in like late teens, early 20s. Oh, yeah, I was a dog.
Oh, my gosh.
Woof, woof.
How did you meet your wife?
Mutual friends.
Okay, so there was no dating apps involved. You didn't lie there.
No, that was legit.
I am so shocked right now. This is not the remote I know. So you would lie and say that you were not in a relationship and you were single. Did you ever get caught?
Did I ever get caught? No.
Have you ever been slapped in the face by a woman? Have you ever had a drink thrown on you by a woman?
No.
I am so shocked right now. Ramon lying that he was not in a relationship, said he was single on a dating
app. We eventually broke up, obviously.
We're still dating, even though I'm married.
Jackie, oh, yeah. I hope you're listening.
So this morning, Kim Kardashian says her study buddy might also be her downfall. She did a Variety Fair chat, and she admitted that she's been using ChatGPT for legal help, and it's been a disaster. She says the bot gives her wrong answers that have literally caused her to fail tests. I guess she even argues with it afterwards, saying things like, you made me fail with this answer or whatever. And the bot responds with, I'm teaching you to trust your instincts. So now ChatGPT is her life coach, too. I mean, that is so scary. Despite all that, she says she's only weeks away from officially becoming a lawyer. So I don't know. Maybe she'll sue ChatGPT when she becomes one.
I love ChatGPT for the honesty at the end. But it's like, if you're doing law school and knowing these lawyers, like, why would you do something like that, like these AI type of things? I worry about our future, especially with the doctors, the lawyers, all of these government officials. If they're using ChatGPT, I don't know who to trust or to believe.
It scares me to no end. Like I said, I thought at one point it could be useful, and I think it's fun for silly things, but like serious things. Some people cannot even respond to a text without consulting ChatGPT, or write an email, or tell, you know, how do I tell someone I care about them? Go to ChatGPT. Why? Like, it's scary because it's now thinking for all of us, and there is a bias on it. It's making you speak a certain way. It's making you talk a certain way. It's so, so scary.
I think I commend Kim for coming out and saying I use ChatGPT and that's why I failed. So that's great. But then I also look at her. I'm like, I don't know if I would want her as a lawyer.
What's the last thing you asked ChatGPT?
Let's see.
I'm looking now.
I gotta look. Go, you first. Go ahead.
I asked it, based on my birth chart, what is my Lilith in, and what does that mean exactly? Because I keep hearing people talk about, well, my Lilith is in that, and I was like, what is a Lilith? I don't even know what that is.
I know of a Lilith, but that's incredible that you use astrology.
That's
for
all
ChatGPT.
I ask it is on the astrology questions, and so yeah, that's the last thing I asked. And by the way, my Lilith is in,
I'm going to guess, your Lilith is in Aquarius.
It's in Capricorn.
Oh, good for you.
Yeah, I don't know what that means.
Me neither.
Yeah, anyways.
Yeah, anyways.
What's the last thing you asked?
My internet's not working. Well, yeah, it's not going to do anything.
Why is my internet not working, ChatGPT?
Yeah, seriously.
Okay, we're running out of time, so yeah, I'll just do this really quick. Fox is working on a new celebrity game show, and it's called Nation's Dumbest, and the goal is not to win, it's to lose fast. It's based on this Scandinavian series, and so basically celebrities, influencers, comedians are going to face off in challenges on things that people should already know. But the catch is, you don't want to be the last person standing, because that means you're officially the dumbest person in the country. Fox says it's meant to be funny and self-aware, but think about it. What celebrities are you going to nominate for Nation's Dumbest?
Maybe Kim. I hate to say that.
Yeah, maybe ChatGPT, who knows. We were talking about Tom Brady. He found a way to bring back his old dog. It's his new dog, Junie. Not a lookalike, not even the same breed. She's literally a clone of his late dog, Lua. And he worked with this company that he's actually invests in. And they're the same people that are trying to bring back the woolly mammoth. But before his dog passed, they took a small blood sample and they used it to recreate the DNA. And now Junie is genetically identical to Lua, right down to the little markings on her face.
Really?
Like, it's crazy. Science is crazy. And he says it's all about helping families who lose pets and protecting endangered species. But it's got a lot of people split. Some people think it's a really beautiful way to keep that bond alive. And then other people feel like it's you trying to play God, you know? What do you guys think? Would you ever do this? Would you clone a pet? If you could bring back your dog or your cat through cloning, would you? Or does it feel odd to you?
This is really tough for me, and I still have mixed feelings, but I'm going to go with my gut on this. I don't know if I can clone my dog, Momo. I don't know if I can go into, I get the second chance part, like, oh, I get a second chance with Momo, and I'm going to clone him, and it's going to be a new dog named Jillian or whatever. And I can't seem to get myself to be like, this is a new dog, but really, you're cloning it from your original dog. And the emotional part of it, like, I'm always going to compare that dog to Momo. I'm always going to be able to, like, are the behaviors the same? Are the health things the same if it's not in an organic litter? Like, I'm always going to question that. And I don't know if I have enough science or evidence to prove, like, this is going to be lifelong Shih Tzu like he is now. Like, Shih Tzus last 15 to 20 years. Is this Shih Tzu clone going to last the same amount of time with the evidence that they have going on right now? So I'm still on the fence on this.
702-364-9400 is our number. You know, a lot of people who are against cloning says that it raises a lot of ethical issues. Things like, you know, it can involve failed embryos, surrogate animals that don't survive the process because you have to put the, you know what I mean? So is there an argument that it treats animals more like products than actual living beings? Let's talk to Carrie. Hey, Carrie, good morning. What do you think?
Hey, how are you guys doing today?
Good.
Well, I have a Great Dane. I would not clone her. Whenever I'm gone, she like tears up everything, takes the trash out.
But you're honestly, like, I want the anti-clone.
Exactly that. But 2 years ago, I lost my little min pin, and I miss her every day. So I would clone her, like, just to have her back in my life.
Is it,
I don't know if she'd be the same, right?
Is it for emotional reasons that you just miss that bond? And do you feel like it would help you emotionally get through that loss that you experienced before?
That's exactly right. Like, I miss that bond and that love that we had for one another.
Yeah, I do get the emotional part of it. I really do. I just, there's so many questions that come along with it. We're getting some texts here. This one says, I think the psychological effects will be harmful in the long run. I don't think it's a good idea. This one says, not Momo being renamed Jillian.
First name that came to mind, by
is
the way.
Is Momo a boy?
Yes.
So you would name the boy Jillian?
Maybe Joey. I don't know.
Let's see. We actually, let's talk to Jeremy. Jeremy, hey, good morning. What do you think?
I have a rescue, and she is so beautiful, but she clearly has some sort of trauma from her previous owners, and it would be really interesting to see how she would turn out without that prior trauma.
What kind of trauma are you talking about?
She's super skittish. The streets of Vegas for 7 months before she was adopted.
Oh, poor thing. So the curiosity is there. Like, she's raised in a good, loving home. How would this dog's personality change? Because that's one thing you can't control, is
right,
the personality. You know, it's the nature versus nurture part. What's the environment that they are brought up in? They're going to be totally different. So would you consider it then, just to kind of see that?
Oh, yeah. She's just such a beautiful dog. It'd be hard not to.
That's interesting. Yeah. Well, you know what? We have on the phone Carr, who actually did clone her dog.
Wow.
It was done by Carr. We have been talking about Tom Brady and how he cloned his late dog, Lua, and the story kind of has everyone torn a little bit. Is that just a really sweet thing to do, clone your pet? Or is it kind of odd? We actually have someone who can tell us what it's like. Carr is on the phone right now. She's done it. She's cloned her own dog. I have so many questions about this, Carr. How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing great.
Well, first of all, how did this even happen? Like, what made you want to clone your dog?
Well, he's my service dog. I had him for 14 years. And he passed away at 16, leaving me without a service dog. And he was, there's multiple types of service dogs, and not all service dogs can be trained for all tasks. And so he was very specialized in what he was capable of, and it's not something that we could go out and just train a new dog to do. So going with cloning, they tend to have the same traits and intelligence as the original, which has proven to be true with the clone.
So obviously you still have to train them, but they do have those similar instincts and stuff. But do you feel like their part of it was also an emotional connection that you had with the service dog?
Oh, of course.
Yeah.
You know, he didn't start out as my service dog. I ended up becoming disabled halfway through my ownership with him, and he just naturally picked up tasking on his own.
Oh, wow.
And so towards the end, I can't tell you how many times he saved my life.
That's incredible.
That bond that you end up with, he wasn't just my dog, he was my partner.
When you saw your cloned dog for the first time, what was that like for you?
I was so terrified. I didn't go into this going, oh yeah, it's going to be the same dog, this is going to be perfect. I went into it going, am I going to always compare him to the original? Is he going to fall short? I had so much doubt and so much question, and I took so much time thinking about it and researching it and making sure that it was going to be the right choice. But I didn't look at him as a replacement. I looked at him as the son of my dog.
And that I can understand. But if there's people listening right now that are totally like judging this and like, what if there's one thing you could say to those people who are saying like, you know, you could have found another service dog, you didn't need to clone your dog, what would you say to them?
I don't regret it. I don't regret it for a moment. He's amazing. I should have known that any dog from that DNA was going to be amazing. And he has been my partner. He's a different dog, but he's still so similar. He's just as smart. He's just as aware and in tune with me. And he's the perfect partner.
You can hear the love in your voice. You can hear it. That's incredible. Science is wild, man. So I'm betting Tom Brady is trying to figure out a way to clone himself, or at least maybe the Raiders are like, hey, can we clone Tom Brady, please?
It's time for Heads Up with Mercedes in the Morning on Mix 94.1.
Jordan, good morning. You're caller 20.
Yay. Good morning.
How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Really good. We are ready to play Heads Up. We've got your tickets to see Demi Lovato. Cannot wait to get you these. She's going to be in concert here on May 8th. And so pick a category to make this happen. Do you want to go with Full Circle, Shine Bright Like a Diamond, or Battle Born?
Let's do Shine Bright Like a Diamond.
All right. November is Real Jewelry Month. And this is these are all things associated with jewelry. Okay.
Okay.
Six and 60 seconds is all we need. I don't think we're gonna have a hard time with this. Let's do it.
All right, you guys got this. Your 60 seconds for Heads Up. It starts now.
This is the type of jewelry you wear around your wrist.
Bracelet.
Yes. This is the type that you wear on your finger.
Ring.
Yes. This is the type that you wear in the lobes. Your
earring.
Yes, this is the hardest substance on earth. It is shines.
Diamond.
Yes, this is not silver, but
gold.
Yes, this is I'm going to pass on that one. This is you find it in an oyster. It opens up and you have
pearl.
Yes.
Wow.
Wow, Jordan. This was like so easy. It shouldn't be this easy. You know. Congratulations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. 1. It's $15 a month. 2. Seriously, it's $15 a month. 3. No big contract. 4. I use it. 5. My mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards.
True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Researchers looked at men's Instagrams and found two clues that could point to a darker personality. Okay, there's two things that you want to be on the lookout if on a guy's profile. The first is posting too many selfies.
Oh, like they're actually holding the phone and taking a selfie?
Yes, okay. Or even like a mirror selfie.
Oh.
Okay. The second is obsessively editing those selfies. Those are the two signs that could point to a darker personality. According to researchers, they say that it's narcissistic. It could point to them making everything about them. And so something to keep an eye out for. So naturally, we had to check out Ramon's page.
Oh, my God.
I don't think it's too bad.
You know, my initial observation was bright dress shirts.
Oh, yeah. I enjoy the colors, the purple, the reds. Yeah. Do I have any pinks on there? Maybe yellow?
You and your homies wear like a bunch of brightly colored dress shirts. It's the first thing I noticed. Like, you all match each other.
I mean,
Those weddings or something? Or did you all plan to wear the same outfit when you go out?
It had to be a wedding because I don't remember what picture you're referring to.
I know what picture you're referring to, Mercedes. September 27th, 2015. The caption is "The Squad," and it's a picture of you with three guys, and it looks like you were part of a quinceañera.
September, what'd you say?
All teal shirts.
Oh, that's the night I met Jackie, actually.
Wow. Okay, it must have been the teal shirt.
It must have been the
She's
teal
like,
shirt.
Do you see that guy in the teal shirt?
You're like, which one? There's 20 of them.
I will admit, back in my younger days, there's probably more selfies back then than there is now.
I don't think there's an excessive amount, honestly. I think most of the pictures of you are taken by someone else, and they were like with your friends and stuff. But I saw that. There's one from June of 2014. Is it just me, or am I the only one rooting for the Netherlands/Holland?
And they're playing. I got a lot of grief for that because they were playing Mexico that game.
Oh, how dare you!
Yes, I got a lot of grief for that one.
I have
sure.
a really question on a post that you posted on December 31st. 2013. It is your sixth post you've ever put on Instagram.
Okay.
And it's a picture of an award that you got that says,
oh no,
World Best Twerker.
What?
World's Best Twerker.
Oh no.
This certificate is awarded to Ramon Nunez in recognition of twerking. Please explain what this is.
It was just kind of like an inside joke. That was at my job way back then at Lake Las Vegas. It was kind of an inside joke. I don't really know how to twerk.
Okay, so not a lot of selfies, but an award for world's best twerker.
Up,
and then every photo looks like the men's warehouse clearance hat. I like it. It you're no red flags indicated at all.
Just teal flags.
I would say conceited, not narcissist.
It's Mix 94.1.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3 is powered by Barry's Downtown Prime Inside Circa, now taking home orders for Thanksgiving.
Could you imagine working all year without taking a single vacation day? Or maybe that is your reality, because almost one in four Americans did exactly that. According to a new jobs report, 23% of U.S. workers didn't use any of their paid time off in the last year. And most of us have the time available, but we're just not taking it. And the biggest reason is that workloads are just too heavy. 43% of people say they just have too much to do to step away. And then another 30% are afraid that they'll fall behind if they take any time off. And then one in five say that their workplace culture just makes them feel guilty for even asking.
Oh, this study frustrates me. I'm very grateful what we've have set up between the show. We were like, we need vacation. We got to take our vacation and that's it. But when I was doing part-time jobs, that's how I felt.
Yeah.
I felt like I had to come to work. I had to feel like, you know, if I don't come in, I'm not a good worker. Like, that's how I felt like I was comparing myself to other people who were also not taking vacation. So I would look at them and be like, if they're not taking vacation, I'm not going to take vacation either.
You don't want to look like you're not invested. Like,
yes,
you're not trying to do your best. And so, yeah, I know what you mean. It's funny, though, because sometimes, like, when we'll take vacation, we'll get texts and people are like, are you taking vacation? And they get mad at us. And I look at that as like a compliment. Like, thank you.
Yeah.
Like, you want us to be here. But yes, we are.
We are
taking the day off. Also this morning, Butterball, they just dropped their annual Thanksgiving report. And this year's holiday dinner is getting a little smaller, guys. The average Thanksgiving's going to have 9 people around the table, which is down from 10 last year. Probably because smaller groups are just easier on the wallet.
Maybe.
I'm not sure. But only a third of hosts say they feel calm and confident going into it, which if you've ever hosted, that sounds about right. And one in five Thanksgivings this year are going to be a potluck, meaning guests have to pitch in and you got to bring something to the table.
What are you doing for Thanksgiving?
We're going out to eat like we...
That's right. You guys go eat.
It's just easier and there's no cleanup. And yeah, that's my favorite thing to do, that or order like a pre-made meal and then pretend like you cooked it. So everyone's impressed. It just makes things easier. I never learned to cook as well as my mom. And so just, I'm good with making sides, but the thought of cooking a turkey terrifies me. And everyone says it's super easy, but I'm just too scared.
Yeah, I don't do turkey. I'm not a non-traditional Thanksgiving. Ramon, what are you guys doing?
We'll go to my mom's house and we all, like Jackie would bring the mashed potatoes. My twin sister would bring the mac and cheese. And then my mom would make like tamales, a small turkey, because only me, my middle sister will eat the turkey. So we all kind of bring something, but my mom makes, you know, like the main course.
And what do you bring?
I bring four, the kid.
That's what Ramon calls his son, is four, because there's four Ramones in your family, and he's number four.
That is correct. they care about him more than me, so it doesn't matter.
Finally, this morning, we have officially hit a new music milestone, you guys. This is crazy. An AI artist named Xania Monet just became the first ever artificial act to land on a Billboard chart.
I can't do this.
This is crazy. Her song is called How Was I Supposed to Know? And it debuted at number 30 on the adult R&B Airplay chart on November 1st. Do you guys want to hear it?
I do.
Okay, I'm going to start it from the beginning and then I'll play the main part of it for you. But here's Xania Monet, How Was I Supposed to Know? Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the morning. You know, yesterday I thought it was very sweet. We got a text. It was a group text between the three of us, me, Steph, and Ramon. Ramon sent Steph and I a picture that I didn't see at first. I was out on a walk and I wasn't getting good service. And then I got home and I saw it and I was like, oh my gosh, it was so sweet. Your son was this some sort of school assignment where he had to write about someone who believed in him?
I guess it was just like an essay assignment from school, yes.
And so he wrote about you, and the whole thing was about how you never gave up on him, and I just thought it was the sweetest thing, because you talked about on the show a couple weeks ago how he was in a slump in baseball, and what did you do?
And showed him that tough love, you know, how I was pitching to him, and he was scared of the ball when the kids were pitching to him. So I would, you know, try to, you know, purposely hit him so he wouldn't be scared of the ball.
And it worked. He's like the best player on his team now.
He's a great hitter. Only struck out once this whole season. They're in the playoffs. Finished number one seed. They have a game tonight.
Did you read the letter stuff?
When I tell you, I got that picture. At first, when you see it, you're like, "What is it?" Like, mm-hmm. it looks a little bit like, "What is this?" It's just basically like a typed letter. And then I saw your son's name at the end, and I was like, "Ramon, is it him or his son?" When I started reading it, I cannot tell you. I was trying to hold myself together from the tears because it was so amazing.
Do you still have it? Do you have it on your phone that you could read it for?
I have it right here in paper, the printed sheet.
I say you read it.
Oh, okay.
If you're comfortable.
I'm comfortable. I just don't know if I'll make it, you know, without getting emotional.
Oh, wait. Okay. Wait. Stop. Okay. Let's see. I give him until... Let's set a timer. I give you 20 seconds in, the tears will start.
I'm going to say 33 seconds.
Okay, 20 for me, 33.
I've read this about 100 times. I'm about 50-50 getting all the way through.
Okay, all right, let's do it. I'm going to start the timer. Read it starting now.
The person who changed my baseball career. Two seasons ago, I was playing baseball. It was so fun and it was perfect for me. Well, it was almost perfect. You know when things are great and out. Sorry, it's kind of some type of
grammar. Wait, is that the tears? Because we're only at 12 seconds.
No, there's some grammar errors here. And all of a sudden you realized it wasn't great. Well, that happened to me. When I first started playing games, I was scared for some reason. I've been playing baseball for 5 years and I was scared. But then I remembered my dad saying that kids were going to pitch to me, and that made me extra scared. I imagined myself getting struck out every time I went up to bat. And that would make my parents really mad. When I got up to bat, I was terrified. When the pitcher threw the first ball, I swung and I missed the ball. The pitcher threw the second ball, I swung and I missed the ball again. I only had one more chance if this ball the pitcher threw was a strike, I would be struck out. And then when the pitcher threw the ball, I didn't swing, but it was still a strike. I got struck out. I was very disappointed in myself. That's when Dad said, "Why didn't you hit that ball? It was straight down the line." I said, "I didn't know it would be a strike." He said, "That's okay, but I think we should practice in our backyard." After that, we started to practice every weekend. My dad helped me throw farther, hit harder, catch balls better, and have better accuracy when throwing. I improved a lot after practicing in our backyard like 5 times, and I became the MVP in one of our latest games. Here in 2025, I have become one of the best players in my team, and I recently became the MVP in one of our latest games by Ramon Nunez.
Wow! We got through a minute and 27 seconds, and I didn't hear a tear. I didn't hear a crack in the voice, unless that initial 12-second one was.
Maybe. He just doesn't know how much this means to me. I tell him, but I don't think he really understands that I would keep this forever, and I would cherish this forever.
That's really sweet, but yeah. I think it's extra funny today. You know why?
Why?
Because this is the same man, Ramon, that yesterday said if he had to save two things from a burning building, he would grab his wife and $20 million and leave his kid.
That is so sad. We're remembering this. I'm sharing this audio to your son when he gets older.
That's bad.
Nah, that wasn't me.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click. All complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.